On the morning of Saturday, June the 2nd, 1979, Pope St. John Paul II boarded his Alitalia jet and headed to Poland. His first trip back to Poland since being elected Pope 8 months earlier on the 16th of October, 1978. When his Alitalia jet arrived in Warsaw, a young John Paul II, not yet 60 years old, bounded off the plane, kissed the tarmac as he was in the custom of doing, and then they proceeded to take him to Victory Square in Warsaw for Mass celebrated on the vigil of Pentecost. The communistic government had issued only 230,000 tickets for that papal mass, but an estimated 300,000 people jammed themselves into Victory Square. You can see pictures of it. There's not one little ounce of grass showing. They're all crammed into Victory Square. It's estimated another 750,000 people were overflowing into the surrounding streets on this very brilliant, sunny, hot day, Saturday the 2nd of June, 1979. After the proclamation of the gospel at the vigil of Pentecost Mass, a deep silence fell over the crowd. What would the Pope say at his first Mass back as Pope in communist Poland? Pope John Paul II looked out at this vast sea of faces. He paused. And then he gave what George Weigel said may have been the greatest sermon of his life. He said, "Christ cannot be kept out of the history of man in any part of the globe, at any longitude or latitude. Poland and its history cannot be understood," he said, "without reference to Jesus Christ." It was to Poland, the Pope said, that one must come to read again the witness of our Lord's cross and resurrection. And then what happened is absolutely amazing. At that moment, when he said the Lord's cross and resurrection, this vast crowd of almost 1 million people began the chant, "We want God. We want God. We want God." The reporters and eyewitnesses say that this went on for 10 minutes. At which point, the Master of Ceremonies at that time, Monsignor Virgil Noe, said to the Holy Father, "Do you want me to quiet them down?" And the Pope said, "Absolutely not. This is what I came for. We want God," they kept chanting. "We want God. We want God in our family," they chanted. "We want God in the schools," they shouted. "We want God in books. We want God in government orders. We want God." Over and over. After 15 minutes, the Pope finally said, of course in his native Polish, he says, "I'm beginning to have a reputation in Rome for talking too long, so you better let me finish." We want God. We want God. The Polish Communist Party leader, Edward Gierek, was watching nervously from his hotel window that overlooked Victory Square. And Cardinal Dolan tells me that the story goes that the Polish Communist Party leader called the KGB back in Moscow and said, "We just lost Poland." One person said to another Pole in the square, "Sasha, this is it. This is the end of communism." Peggy Noonan in the Wall Street Journal would write, 10 million Poles said it was over in Poland. And if it was over in Poland, it was over in Eastern Europe. And if it was over in the Soviet Union, well, then it was over. That day, the 2nd of June 1979, communism was over. And in Victory Square, it was Jesus Christ who won the victory. On this glorious Easter Sunday morning, we can say, indeed, it is over. The oppressive regime of Satan is over. It's over. It's ended. Sin and Satan and darkness and death. On this Easter Sunday morning, we come to our own Victory Square, where Jesus Christ is victorious over sin, Satan, death, and darkness. As our risen Lord and Savior rises from the grave, today is the beginning of new life, of joy, and of peace. Jesus Christ has destroyed death and restored our life. There are so many people here. So great to see all of you. So many people coming to Mass on this Easter Sunday. It's kind of like the crowd in Victory Square back in 1979. We come here today because this is our way of saying we want God. We want God in our family and in our schools and in our books and, yes, even in the government. We want God. It's the most authentic cry of every human heart. We want God. We want God. We need God. We need the power of our risen Lord and Savior in our lives. The people of Poland were chosen for a great role, the Pope said. The people of Poland were chosen for a great role to spread the witness of the Lord's cross and resurrection. Will you? Will you spread the good news of the Lord's cross and resurrection to everyone you meet at home, school, and work? We want God. We need God. Will you proclaim his cross and resurrection? Will you be bold enough to proclaim Christ is risen? He is risen indeed. Amen. Hallelujah.